Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Tommy Tucker, Newell Norman back on WWL as our snow coverage continues. Ray Smith joins us with Pipes R Us Plumbing to talk about, and Newell, this is really the next step in this snow event, the low temperatures and the freezing pipes. How you doing, Ray?
Fine. How about yourself?
Cold?
Cool.
Yes, sir. It's chilly outside, that's for sure.
Ray, yeah. I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks. That's unusual.
Well, I know Newell.
Ray's the one that addresses every plumbing challenge that I have.
Oh, is that right?
And he is a master. Yes.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yes, you are.
Tell me what people need to know tonight as it really gets cold. You know, the snow is fun and everything, a magical day, as Michael Hecht said. But, man, you could be talking about some serious problems when all this starts to thaw out if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Right, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, It's too far gone to get out there and do anything about it right now. But the only thing I tell people, if they still have water, is to make sure that they run the farthest fixture from the intake from the house, the farthest fixture dripping hot and cold, a pencil stream, in order to keep the water flowing through the pipes. Because that way, water freezing, you know, water that's moving will not freeze. So, other than not having your pipes wrapped before the freeze, there's not too much you can do, and we're not going to know anything until this thaw, until I would say Thursday at the earliest.
Ray, is there anything special that you should do if your water pipes are frozen in advance of the thaw?
Well, I would suggest you go out to your main and turn the main off because it's already frozen, and if it won't turn, there's really not too much you can do because you don't want to put a wrench or anything on it because it may bust something open and cause more insult to injury.
Now, when y'all say main, you're not talking about opening up where the water meter is. You're talking about the main valve to the house,
to
right?
The house.
The main feed coming into your house. Yes, sir. You should have a knob or a handle on your water feed coming into your house.
So there's no way to, if that is frozen, you don't want to warm that up to try to, I don't know how you would warm it up. At that point, you're pretty well stuck and just at the mercy of nature and calling
well,
pipes
for us. Well, if you crave the element, you may want to use a hairdryer. You could use a hairdryer and maybe free it up that way. But it's usually frozen where it comes out of the ground, especially if it's not insulated.
What about one of these heat guns that they use for shrink wraps? Would that be okay, or is that too hot?
It gets hot.
Well, you don't want to put too much heat on it, but I would suggest a hairdryer.
Okay.
Person. Most people would have a hairdryer in their homes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'd get one of those shrink wrap guns when everything's closed down around here.
That's true. So to Neil's question again, is there anything that people can do at all?
Yeah,
to
is there a faucet that you should open, like, you know,
as things begin to thaw, that would relieve some of the pressure on anything? Is there any way to determine that, or it would depend on where it's frozen?
Well, you could open your outside hose bibs if you have water coming out. I would suggest to let them run. Yes, sir. I mean, that would free up any water that's starting to freeze inside of the pipes. And once you get a good flow going, then you could shut them down. You know, but I would let them run as long as the temperature stays below freezing. You know, they have to freeze up again.
So if you do have something that's frozen right now and the water's not running, it would be a good idea to open what valves you can, maybe other valves in the house or not necessarily?
Yes, you could. I mean, if the water's not going to flow if nothing's open.
So trying to get it moving, I guess, is what I'm saying.
If you open a faucet, a hose bib or something on the back of your house or whatever, the furthest from the intake, and you're getting a trickle or something out of there, or if nothing's coming out, I would suggest to leave it open, because that way you can tell if and when the water starts to flow. You know, if it becomes unfrozen itself.
Ray, we talk about a hard freeze being about 4 hours at 26 degrees, and that's when, you know, we typically have this plumbing challenge. Is there any way to determine, like, the timeline of the thaw? I mean, what is the optimal – obviously, the higher the temperature, the better, but what is the lowest temperature that's out there above freezing where your pipes will actually start thawing out?
It should be up above 32. They should start flowing, because 32 is the freezing temperature of water. But as you know, we're going to be down into the teens tonight, and it's going to be an all-night affair. So, and it's not supposed to come up above freezing, I think, until around 12 or 1 o'clock, from what I've been hearing.
Right.
So really, no one's going to know whether they have any broken pipes until, I would say, Thursday.
Yeah, that was my next question. At what point, I know y'all are planning and getting ready, at what point do you anticipate all hell breaking loose? Because all hell is going to break loose when it comes to broken pipes. Y'all know that. When do you anticipate that, Ray?
Thursday, for sure. We'll be working nonstop from Thursday on. I can anticipate that already.
I know y'all will not probably be able to get out tomorrow, but are you taking numbers now, or can people call and get on the list now if they think they're going to have a problem, or how does that work?
Well, my wife has the computer here at the house, and, you know, she's monitoring everything, and we haven't had any calls today, which you're not going to get any calls until... I would suggest till late either tomorrow or Thursday morning. But
real quick, I want to ask you, what should people look for? Somebody texted this in. Where should they look if they got pipes in the attic? Look in the ceiling. Look where?
Well, if they're in your house, you're gonna know when they're
pretty quickly,
because
water
is gonna show itself right away. If they're in the attic and they bust, you're gonna know about it right away.
Give it a number to call before we run out of time for people if they want to get on the list.
Yes, 504-866-2730.
504-866-2730. All right, thank you. We appreciate your time staying up late.
Thank you, Ray.
I know y'all going to have a tough couple of days coming up, man. Hey, more when we come back. Newell Norman's here. I'm Tommy Tucker. Our continuing coverage of the snow event of the century, I guess, continues here on WWL.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.